We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're back. Time for another edition of the Carolina Insider Rapid Reaction Edition. Jones and Adam here with you. What's up? Hope you are poised to have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And at least from the Athletic point of view, got started in the right direction, Adam, with a 79-60 Carolina victory over College of Charleston in the Smith Center. And plenty to work on. Plenty of positive things. I think you see the potential for this Tar Heel team in total. And ultimately, a victory for Carolina, which is what the Heels wanted tonight.
I think all things that you'd expect and hope for in a season-opening win. Roy Williams said with Jones before the game on the radio, and then he said after the game in the press conference, he thought this team, more than any other in his tenure, could have used a scrimmage or an exhibition against some other team. So you have to keep in mind it probably won't be any more ragged than it was tonight, Wednesday night against the College of Charleston. You only go up from here, and I think there were enough positive building blocks to teach from the next few days before Carolina leaves for Asheville, but also enough things that the Tar Heels didn't do well that the coaching staff will really work hard on and emphasize in those days and try to be better against UNLV.
Certainly a unique night in the Smith Center with very limited fans, just family of the teams and staffs. The benches spread out, Coach Williams wearing a mask the entire game. I mean, things that we have become a little more accustomed to just because of the situation we're all in, but still different than anything we've experienced before.
Just even in starting lineups, as the Tar Heels were introduced during starting lineups, you give air high fives rather than actual high fives as you walk out onto the Smith Center court. It's just very different. No band, just canned band music. It just felt different in there. Hard to get a lot of momentum going, but I think as we've seen in football, as the players get more used to it, you'll see it become more cohesive and feel more familiar.
All right, let's break this one down a little bit more. We like to call these our rapid reactions. Love that intro, Adam. All right, there were a lot of things that felt important tonight for Carolina. And one thing that has been standing out, I think, during preseason and practice, Adam, is the difference in the depth that this team has compared to last year's team for the Tar Heels. And it was on display tonight. A lot of different guys came in and made an impact.
So many different pieces that Roy Williams has to work with. Really all over the court, backcourt, frontcourt, everywhere. You've got players who can do different skills, do different things, contribute in different ways. Tar Heels able to get a lot of contributions off the bench. Dayron Sharp gets a double-double in his very first game as a Tar Heel. He's just the fourth player ever to do that in his first game. And then Carolina kind of feeling a little guilty, they just throw Walker Kessler in there, and he looked great. So College of Charleston probably sitting over there going, where do we go get one of those 7-foot guys that we just bring in off the bench in the second half?
A lot of different options the Tar Heels have. That's going to continue to evolve as the year goes along, of course, as well. We know how important rebounding is to Coach Williams, to Carolina basketball. It was stunning to see College of Charleston even with Carolina in the rebounding total at halftime. That changed in half number two.
It was 18-18 at the break, and I'm guessing that was a point of emphasis for Roy Williams with his team in the locker room. They really continued to not do a great job the first couple minutes of the second half as Charleston got onto the offensive backboards and was able to get some points that way. But then Carolina really locked it down after that. Garrison Brooks led the Tar Heels with 11 rebounds, and really everyone did a pretty good job of getting to the glass, and that also generated some offense during a time when Carolina wasn't making some shots.
So the Tar Heels, I think defensively, Adam, this was really an up and down performance from Carolina on the defensive side. There were some moments where Carolina looked really good. There was also a stretch where Charleston was shooting above 70% for a long period of time in this game. But the defensive pressure in the second half in particular felt important in this win.
And I think you come away from this game feeling better about the defensive potential than maybe the actual defensive performance. Carolina did have 10 steals, which is pretty good. But I think you look at the backcourt combination of Caleb Love and R.J. Davis, you pair that with the variety of big men who are defending the rim and hopefully getting even better at preventing opposing guards from driving in. And then the depth that we already talked about. You're always going to have fresh bodies out there. I think this has a chance to be a pretty good defensive Carolina team.
Right, that ability to protect the rim is something that some of the best Carolina teams have been able to do. And with Kessler and Sharp and Brooks and Baycott, you have some big bodies down there. And as you saw in that highlight package, had some opportunity to erase some shots around the rim area.
9 blocks for the Tar Heels.
All right, Coach Williams met with the media after this one, wanted to bring you some of that. But even when that's done, don't worry, we got so much more to do. You're going to see Coach Williams. Adam's going to get the opportunity to speak to Caleb Love, and then we're bringing in former Tar Heel assistant coach, former head coach at UNCW. C.B. McGrath is going to join us and help us break this one down even more. Let's get to Coach Williams here on the Carolina Insider.
Okay. Opening statement, we're trying to make all the money we're losing on football and men's basketball tournament back by having 4-hour timeouts during the freaking game. I've never seen as long a timeouts. This is worse than the Final Four, but other than that, we got off to a great start. I liked what happened to our team when they came back early and took a one-point lead. Was that the 17-0, Steve?
Yes, sir. 17.
Got a bad crick in my neck for trying to figure out what to do during the timeouts, but we had a 17-0 run at that point. I think Andrew Playtech had a block shot and then one steal and one deflection. I think Armando had a block shot during that time period. We weren't nearly as smooth offensively as I'd like for us to be, but during that stretch in that second half of the 17-0 run, I thought most of it was fueled by our defensive play. And that's it, guys. First game, got to win, get home quickly, get something to eat, and eat turkey tomorrow.
All right, first question, Greg Barnes.
Hey, Roy, how challenging was it, how unique was it to play in a game without fans for season opener?
You know, Greg, it was not fun, not as much fun. I still love the competition part when the game started, but all our players have always talked about what a thrill it is running through the tunnel, hearing all those people, seeing all those people, the sea of blue out there. So you take that away, and it was I think that was took something away from the game. But I think this is the world that we're in right now. We have to understand that. I love seeing you guys wearing a mask. I wore my mask the entire game, and I think we've got to do these kind of things to get those numbers going in the proper direction. And if we do that, perhaps maybe by the end of the year, we'll have some fans in the stands. But it was hard, Greg.
I was just going to ask you how you would evaluate the play of your all-freshman backcourt, how you came to the decision to start both of them, and then also just evaluate how they played overall.
I thought they were okay. I think Caleb going to the free throw line, making his free throws, took a couple of bad shots, but I think he was 17 points, 4 assists, only 1 turnover. I don't think RJ had the kind of night that he's been doing in our practices sometimes, but he made 2 big baskets on the break, 1 on the break and 1 in the second half on a drive. But they've really done a nice job in the preseason practice and starting because I thought they gave us the best chance to have our best 5 out there.
Would you say this, the shooting, the 3-point shooting, was that a matter of jitters and, you know, first game nerves? Because I felt like you guys had some open opportunities that just didn't go down.
Well, I think we're going to be a much better shooting team than we did were last year. We didn't show it tonight. But, guys, we had four freshmen in the top six or seven guys in the game. And this team probably needed an exhibition game and a scrimmage or two exhibition games, maybe more than any team I've ever had. And so the whole thing was different. Just getting them out there in front of the TV cameras, they knew it was there. We had a couple of parents there, and I think it was – hopefully it was experience, because I see us make a lot of shots during practice.
Joined now by Caleb Love inside the Carolina locker room. Caleb, congratulations on the first win as a Tar Heel, 17 points. What was it like to finally get out there for the first time and play against another team?
I felt good. You know, in practice, we going at it, going at each other. It gets kind of repetitive. And, you know, just me being out there, it just felt good being a freshman, because you dream of being out here, and it was a good win.
There was that stretch early in the second half when College of Charleston takes a one-point lead, mm-hmm. and then everything turned around. It turned into, I think, a 17-0 run.
Right.
What were you able to do differently to turn that second half around?
Just had to get better shots. We had a few bad shots. Just had to control the game, slow it down a little bit, and just get better shots. That's what it was.
When Roy Williams asks you to get better shots, what does he mean?
Feed the big guys and get layups.
All right. Three of the four leading scorers tonight, freshmen. How have y'all all kind of learned where each other likes the ball? What are the shots that each other likes to take to be successful?
Just in those 30 practices that we had before today, we just still feeling each other out. I think this is good for us, though, now that we had a game and we feel each other more and more. So I think it's going to get better on and on, and then we just got to get ready for Maui.
Coach has talked to you a lot about your shot selection and how he wants you to balance between running the team and shooting the ball. What have you learned about that over these last 30 practices?
Just on this team, I don't need to force anything. I think I had to get better on that today. I forced a few bad shots, but I'm getting better. So just as the games go on, I'm going to learn more and more, and I'm going to do better at that.
What's this team's defensive potential with you and RJ out harassing the ball handlers and the big guys down under the rim?
It's going to be great. Just me and RJ being a pest on the ball. I take pride in defense, so I think, and the coach preaches that all the time, defense. So I think that's what it is.
That's Caleb Love. He's a pest, and he scores 17 points. Caleb, congratulations on your first win of many as a Tar Heel.
Thank you.
All right, Adam. First of all, this is a funky angle that we're at. This makes me look even more powerful than you, which is which is the normal state of things anyway.
I'm back at the kids' table. Jones is the real
where
host.
You belong. Adam, we needed to bring in some basketball expertise since you and I honestly don't know what we're doing. And so fortunately, we have a good friend of ours, a good friend of the Carolina basketball program, and a really smart basketball mind who's going to help us out on the show this year.
If we've learned one thing in the month of November, it's that when you're doing high-powered television, you need someone smart with a board.
Yeah.
That's why we've got C.B. McGrath, multiple-time national champion with the Tar Heels, longtime assistant coach under Roy Williams, as you know, former head coach at UNC Wilmington. Coach McGrath has got a few plays from tonight's win he wants to go through with us.
You wait for that graphic, C.B. Hold on. Here it comes.
Perfect. Happy to be here, guys. Just a few clips from tonight's game, and this is pretty impressive because we got one, two, three freshmen who have not been here that long. All right, you got a sophomore, and obviously Garrison Brooks has been here a long time. But it starts on the defensive end, and we've talked. I know Adam and Jones talked about the defensive potential. Well, we're going to see the ball screen defense, and with Armando right here stepping out on the ball screen, and everybody else getting involved. Caleb Love doesn't have to worry about as much, so then he eventually can actually go for the steal, which you guys will see in just a little bit. I'll get my marks off here. So they do a nice job. He goes for the steal. He gets on the ground, which Coach Williams always talks about. He always wants somebody to hustle for it. And then I'd say 75% of the time, they work on a two-on-one fast break. So Caleb dives for it, passes it to RJ. Now, Kerwin's going to fill the break, and they're going two-on-one, and what you want to do is make this defender commit to one of the players and hopefully get a layup out of it, and we'll see what happens. One pass, and then he makes the right play. All he has to do, this defender committed to him, all he's got to do is pass it back, bounce pass, chest pass, whatever it is, and hopefully we got the layup right there by RJ. Simple basketball. That's probably, if you ask Coach Williams, I bet that's his favorite player of the night. Now this one is a quick clip, but every single person on the sidelines, every single person that is playing, their job is to get the ball inside to the big guys. And luckily for Carolina this year, they got four guys that they can all play. Armando made a nice move there. We obviously know about Garrison Brooks, but the two freshmen, Kessler and Dayron, are going to be really big for them too. So everybody in Carolina basketball knows they have to get the ball inside to those big guys. And then lastly, offensive rebounding. This is Leakey. He thinks that Armando's going to miss the shot. Walker Kessler thinks that Armando's going to miss the shot. Andrew Playtech thinks that Armando's going to miss the shot. The only person on the court that thinks he's going to make it is Armando. And so what they have to do is they are trying to tip it back out or get the rebound because they outnumber these guys in the back court. Walker does a nice job getting the rebound, scoring it. That's a big-time play by the freshman. Now they get right into their press we talked about earlier. I did like seeing the press with the athletes and the depth that they got this year. It's going to be fun to watch.
CB, you were saying this. Caleb Love getting on the floor. Like, when that happens, when you're watching this in film after it occurs, when the guys are watching it, what kind of kudos is Caleb Love going to get for diving on the floor like
a
that?
A lot. Everybody wants Coach Williams to say something positive about them. And as a freshman, it's hard coming in there, but the freshman class, those six guys, they did some nice things tonight. And that play that we showed, Caleb Love was the one on the ground, and then the two freshmen that he passed to were passing back and forth. So three freshmen making that play after just, you know, I don't know how many practices, 3 weeks of practices, it's a good sign for the future.
You talked about the importance of getting the ball inside. What is the responsibility of those big guys in terms of making themselves available and how they get open in order to receive those passes? What did they do well tonight, and what can they get better at?
Well, I mean, they work hard posting up every time, and what coach wants is them to see. If I'm a perimeter player, I want to see their chest. I don't want to see their shoulder. That makes it a harder pass because you're trying to lead them maybe out of bounds, lead them into the goal. If you see their chest, you got a wider angle to pass it to without turning the ball over, and the defense might not be able to deflect it away. I think the big guys did a nice job, and the guards can get better at it. Like we talked about it, all those guards are young, you know, and I assume coming out of high school, they all scored a lot. Mm-hmm. So they weren't told pass inside, pass inside, pass inside. Now they're being told pass inside. Well, they got to get used to doing that, but then when the ball comes back out, they got to make those shots too.
It all adds up, 79-60, Carolina with the win over College of Charleston. Adam, we did it. We got through a Carolina Insider Rapid Reactions. Mostly because CB was awesome.
The show's better when CB's on it. I feel in the next show there will be more CB,
yeah,
less Jones and Adam.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, so this is our plan. We're going to be here with you after every Carolina home game this year. We'll have the video available just like it was tonight, a little bit after the game. CB breaking stuff down, Adam talking about key points of the game, all of it here on the Carolina Insider. Also, just the audio of this show will be available through the Carolina Insider podcast feed. So if you don't have time to sit down and watch the whole thing, you can take it with you right there on your phone or however you consume your podcast. It will be available there as well. But for now, big win in week number one for CB. For Adam, my name's Jones. Thanks so much for being with us here on the Carolina Insider.